Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning how can we survive narrow margin issues. Well, number one, our feed cost, which represents somewhere between 50 and 55% of our total cost of production. Right now we're enjoying some lower prices for feed grains as well as soybean meal. However, depending on what happens with the international trade situation, those things could be a bit volatile and we could see some increases as we go into 2026. So, what are some things that you can maybe control on your farm that might improve your profitability? Well, one of the things I would really encourage you to look at is your reproductive records and how you actually manage the reproductive status of each of the cows in your herd. You know, as we experience a great expansion in technology associated with heat detection and animal health detection, disease, and other things, might be something that we need to consider on many of our dairy farms if we have not already utilized that type of technology. That technology today is very good. It does cost money, so that is a concern for us, but what I would encourage you to do is look at the way it might save you dollars. Every day that we can gain in terms of reducing days open in our herd is a valuable future income for our dairy herd, and that will occur regardless of what the price of feed or what the price of milk might be. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.